On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First offers an optimistic look at the new year when it comes to business development. And he weighs the value of the Buffalo Bills playoff run in 2019. First, some perspective on a series of aging buildings along Ellicott Street. Owned by a downstate group called Buffalo Properties Limited, the crumbling structures recently forced city officials to temporarily close Ellicott Street. However, Jim Fink expects noticeable improvement under the guidance of a new local owner.
Frank Tinici, through Legacy Development, has agreed to buy. The deal will be closing later this month. What this does, it brings these eight properties, four of which have still standing buildings on them, into local control. As the mayor said, Frank has done more outreach and worked more with the city in the last couple months than Buffalo Properties has done in the last 20 years.
Okay, so I can appreciate that, and that most certainly is welcome news. At the same time, are those buildings salvageable?
Frank Tinici is a very smart developer. He wouldn't be buying them if he didn't think he could salvage them. Now, one of the buildings, 324 North Oak Street, is in pretty dire straits. If it's a harsh winter, there is some serious concern whether that building will survive the winter. But Frank said he and his crew, they're going to do their best case effort to try to save the building.
It is our first chance to talk with you in 2020, Jim, and let's take a look at perhaps maybe what we're going to see in 2020. Obviously, there are always unknowns and things can change, but what do you project?
A lot of positive. We've talked about a lot of positive development in the last couple of years, and I still see that wave continuing. Maybe not as robust as years past, but I would think in about 10 months from now when I do my annual build Western New York Outlook, we'll probably still be in the $20 billion development neighborhood.
Okay.
We're still going to see more downtown development. It hasn't stopped. Actually, you're going to start to see it edge, and we've talked about this, edging more towards the east side, more towards the backside of Canisius College, going into the Hamlin Park area. These are places that developers are looking, as you and I have talked about in the past. Developers have this lemming-like attitude. Everybody lines up to be number two.
Right.
But now you look at some of the projects along the east side, whether it's the $50 million The Forge project where the Buffalo Forge used to be on Broadway. You got Steve Carmina doing it in Michigan, right in the heart of the Michigan Historical. He's restoring a building, the Dellenbach building. You have on Jefferson Avenue about $40 million worth of development underway right around Jefferson Dodge, that right where War Memorial, or now the Johnny Wiley Pavilion, is. So we're seeing development work its way into the Buffalo neighborhoods. You got Elmwood Crossing. That should be coming online. Albright Knox in Niagara Falls. You got the Hotel Niagara, $42 million project. Back in downtown, you got Simonelli's 201 Ellicott project. And crossing over the Rainbow Bridge, let's not overlook what's going on in Niagara Falls, Ontario. There's a Vancouver company that's going to be spending $1 billion to build this multi-phase, multi-complex right across the street from the Scotiabank Convention Center along Stanley Avenue. They're talking about at least three buildings. The tallest one will be 57 stories.
Jim Fink, switching gears a little bit over here, the Buffalo Bills lost in their playoff game. What did you think of their season?
I think it was a surprising season, pleasantly surprising. It gave Buffalo a huge community uplift, psychological lift. It really was off the charts in that regard. So kudos to the Buffalo Bills for not only having a good win on the field, but don't discount what they did off the field, raising the community psyche.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.